Ani nani ne dunoi magni duk. Na be kwa au ngi bi te shindan ge dunoi winanan minawa. Migo chap chi bisin dau ye ge pege shui wi du ka go yan. Ji u jibwe mo tadi ye ge inda so gi shi ko o sawa te shindaman. This is Nabek and I'm here to talk about Ojibwemwin and hopefully it will help you to get a little bit more language into your daily lives. And Miigwechap and Chibisin Doyeg, thanks a lot for tuning in and let's get started. Nungum dashniwi tashindan kiduinan ge abjitud wea ga ushitud ge ego. So I want to talk about words that someone might use when they're making something. And it's a pretty simple form. What you need to listen for is a sound like this. Ikke. Ikke. Sometimes it's uke. Sometimes it's ake. But all three of those denote that something is being made. So I'm going to introduce you to a few words. And then after you get used to it, you're going to start hearing it as people are using it, and hopefully your understanding will increase and your confidence will increase and you'll start using words and even sometimes creating your own once you know the process. And it's kind of simple. So, and there are many ways to denote an idea like this, and I'm going to introduce you to this ikke one. So let's take various objects like makizinan. And a mukizin is a shoe, right? It can be any kind of a shoe. And we also have like bashkoigano mukizinan, which are our leather moccasins. Mukizin can be used for anything, your tennis shoes or your high heels, even though there are specific words for that. You can still just use it in general for shoes when you're talking about those. So perhaps you are a moccasin maker. And someone calls you up on the phone, hey, anin dana ishichigin, what the heck you up to? And your answer could be, ni mukizin nike. Ni mukizin nike. Now you can hear on the end the ike on the word of mukizin. And what that denotes, you say, ni mukizin nike, I am making moccasins or I'm making shoes. Okay? Makizinike. So, and you can put this on a lot of different things. Say you're making, you're going to make some bread. And the word that we use to denote bread is bakwejigan. And by the way, when we say bakwejigan, we're talking about that which has been like sliced. When you bakwejan something, you're slicing it into pieces. That's why we call it bakwejigan. So when you're making bread, you just add that ike on the end. Bakwejigan ike. Bakwejigan ike. So now you're talking about someone who is making bread. Bakwejigan ike. He or she is making bread. So if you're saying, I'm going to make bread, or I am making bread, Imbakwejiganike. Some people will say Nibakwejiganike. Either one is fine. Nimbakwejiganike, Imbakwejiganike, Nibakwejiganike, all of those. But the most important thing for our purposes today is that the ike is on the end of it, denoting that you are making it. Imbakwejiganike. So someone calls you up on the phone or comes over, aninejichigin. What you doing? Imbakwejiganike, nin. I'm making bread, me. So with many objects, you can just attach ike to it and it's going to work. You know, if you're making a chair, the word for a chair is apubiwin. And when you're apubinan, and when you're apubinan, something you are sitting on it. That's why we call it a puppy win. A puppy, someone sits on things. A puppy win. So when we're creating a chair, we're making one. In the puppy win nike. In the puppy win nike. There's the ike on the end again. I am making a chair. In the puppy win nike. So there are times when it is different. Some people will use this word when they're having a ceremony. They'll say, Manituke. Manituke. So you are you're running a ceremony or you're having a ceremony. You are creating manitu. You know, and that's something that, again, that word manitu, we have to really think about. You know, we understand it as spirit, but I think we need to expand our understanding of the word manitu. So it also can include this idea of you're creating medicine through your ceremony. And I'm not talking about physical medicine. It might be medicine that's created through a song. It might be, you know, different ways that people can create medicine. So when you manitu ke, you're having a ceremony, you are creating manitu. That sounds really strange when we talk about it in English. And when we think about it in an English manner, that sounds strange. But Anishinaabe Nendamoen Gawin Bakan in Itagwasinon. So in, you know, Anishinaabe thinking, it doesn't sound silly. But my point for using this word is that it's not manitu ike, it's manitu ke. All they did was, well, I don't want to get into the technicalities of it because, quite frankly, I don't know. But manitu ke, it sounds like they just slapped a K on there. But I'm suspicious. There's probably a manitu ke. I would bet it's that, and it just morphed into manitu ke. Manituke, manituke. So listen for that. So a really important phrase for a lot of people to know in the morning is the idea of making coffee. And the coffee that we call, what we call coffee in Anishinaabe Mwin, we call it makade mashkiki wabu. So when you're making it, you would say, Makade mashkiki wabu ke. He is making coffee or she is making coffee. Makade mashkiki wabu ke. Or ni makade mashkiki wabu ke. I am making coffee. Gada makade mashkiki wabu ke ina. Could you make coffee? Gada makade mashkiki wabu ke na. People will hear you saying this, oh my God, they're fluent. Did you hear that? They're a fluent speaker of Ojibwe Mwin. And it's just one word, one sentence. So some of us are not coffee drinkers in the morning. We are tea drinkers. So in the word that we use for tea, a lot of people will just call it anibish. Anibish really is kind of referring to the leaves that tea is made from. And you can use that in the nibi shike. Anibi shike. There's ike again. I'm making tea in the nibi shike. But there's also another way to talk about tea. Anibi shabu. And anibi shabu, now it's taken on liquid form. That abu at the end really comes from the sound wabu, and anytime there's something wabu, it's liquid, it's soup, it's that kind of thing. So anibi shabu, and if you're making it, anibi shabu ke. He or she is making tea. Anibi shabu ke. So you can ask somebody, gida anibi shabu ke ina, could you make some tea? Gida anibi shabu ke ina. Or you can just say na at the end. It doesn't have to be ina. Gida nibi shabu ke na. So as we kind of go along, you're going to hear this ike, uke, ake. All of those are denoting something that is being made. So the last one I want to sneak in just to have another example is the word that we use for money is junia. And when you're making money, now, you're not necessarily like printing it, but you're doing things to for money to come in. It would become juniake. Juniake. And again, I think probably in the past this sounded closer to Juniawike, but it got kind of smushed together to Juniake. Juniake, he or she is making money. Ahoda, myo minik wat shindama nongum, am pegisho ogi widu kago yan. Migrates bisindawik, haha, meo.